Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Troop with 3B Soap Reviews. We're just going to be having a regular weekly review of Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless today. I decided not to go with any sort of theme. I just thought we would kind of just talk about each one of them and go from there. I haven't been able to watch Bold and the Beautiful yet, but because I've been, well, actually, I've kind of told some of you about it, but I haven't been home because we've been having some renovations done to our house, and so that's the main reason why. So I apologize that I have yet to be able to review that show yet. So anyway, if you would like to call in, that'd be great. Our guest call-in number is 213-943-3387, and again, that guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. It's been a pretty eventful week. I was able to get Julie's gift out. I hope you enjoy it. I'm so happy with how it turned out. My friends over at the Geek Suite are extremely talented people, and I'm just so excited to be able to work with them every single day and to be able to collaborate with them, and they're just awesome. And you need to follow them on Twitter at the Geek Suite. There's a couple things I want to talk about. But adding on to the thing about the gift or the giveaway, I want to be able to tell y'all that August is going to be a really fun one because it's going to be Days of Our Lives themed because we had a poll. We said, August giveaway, you vote. And whatever soap wins, that's the theme that we're going with. And so we did a big encouragement of everybody to vote for your favorites, and you did. And it was a close one. It was between Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless. I was kind of hoping that we would get another one other than Young and the Restless just because I don't like to have the same theme 2 months in a row. So anyway, that's how that turned out. So Days of Our Lives is the theme, but also whoever wins at the end of this month, your gift is going to be personalized. And what I mean by that is if you want just a generalized Days of Our Lives themed gift, then that's what we'll do. If you want a Chabby gift, we'll do a Chabby gift. If you want an Eric Cole gift, we'll do an Eric Cole gift. We can do your favorite ship. We can just do a general show. We can do anything you want to do. You let us know, and we'll make it happen. Okay? So I wanted to let that be clear how we're going to do that. So I want to address something. I have been told to be careful about this, so I'm going to. We've had some events the past week with some individuals, not many, I'll say that. Overall, it's been a pretty positive thing, but we've had a few issues, and so I want to address those issues like an adult, because that's what we need to do. I have been doing this a while, and I've received criticism from individuals in the past on how I conduct myself or how I act or whatever the case may be. But I've always dealt with it on a case-by-case basis. Part of being in any type of spotlight, if you are even in the limelight, you're going to receive criticism from somebody. It's just going to happen. So with that being said, I've been pretty open about being supportive of anybody, honestly. I've been passionate about some things, and I could have been more gentle about certain things. I'm a human. I'm not perfect. But I'm just trying to collect myself before I do this. I had done a poll, and while some of you, you know, a lot of you actually, voted in it, there were some of you that thought it was insensitive of me to have a poll about which Abby is your favorite. Okay, we're going to address this in black and white. I'm not saying I don't get your point, because, yeah, it could be taken that way, that I'm bringing negativity to the subject. That it could hurt somebody's feelings. It could very well hurt somebody's feelings. You're right. But let me flip the coin a little bit. I deleted the poll because I'm not arguing with you, and I'm not going to let conflict ensue what my goal is with doing this as a career. And fighting with certain people is not going to happen. It's just not. And I don't care enough, and I do care, but the way I'm saying it is I don't care enough about fighting to continue the fighting. So I'm not going to defend myself up one side and down the other. I'm not going to do it because I am 100% supportive of Marcy, 100% supportive of Kate. I've had my criticisms of certain actors in the past, but I would never attack them personally on Twitter. I would not do that. And if I have in the past, I might have been really mad, but I really don't recall ever doing that. But if I have, I have. But I don't think I have outright just been ugly about something. So when I was told, you know, just by a few people, oh, this is just really insensitive and rude. Okay, well, you can clearly see by my verbiage that it's not rude. You can clearly see by the way that I'm addressing it that I don't mean any ill will about it. Now, let me give you a piece of advice. You're welcome to do whatever you want to do. If you want to out loud attack me and think I'm not going to see it, well, you're blind. I'm going to see it. If you're going to criticize me, why would you criticize me with the same attitude that you're claiming I have against another person? Why are you attacking my character because you're accusing me of doing something insensitive and rude? You're not winning. We don't win by being hateful to each other. And that's what's wrong with this world. We have so much going on that we focus on things that we obviously can clearly see are not negative. Yeah, it can be taken that way, but it's not. And you can see that. You can see that that's not the intent. So if you have some sort of a criticism of me, instead of starting a brawl on freaking Twitter, why don't you privately address me and get my take on it before you go after me? I don't do those sorts of things. I don't get on Twitter and attack people for their judgment. There are people on Twitter right now that are saying ugly things about Marcy and saying horrible things about her being a recast. And I don't address those people because I'm not going to give them what they want. And it doesn't mean that I don't stand for something without being obnoxious about it. Be an adult. You're an adult. Don't attack me and don't attack my character because you misinterpret me. That's what's wrong with the world. We constantly are offended and we don't give anybody the opportunity to say what they're doing and why. My old district leader, whenever I was in retail at one point, she used to say, "What is your why for why you did that? What is your why? Why don't you find out my why, and then we'll go from there." Approach it with class, and don't think I'm not going to see you attack me on Twitter. I'm not stupid. I can see you do it. Some people just think I'm just blind and completely just I'm oblivious to what you're saying. I'm right there. I'm not stupid. I'm a good person, and I've had a lot of people come to my defense and say, "I know what you meant. I'm not offended by what you said." And I'm like, "Well, thank you. I appreciate that." But you know what? Another part of being in this business, excuse me, is having thick skin. Why don't you fight hate with love instead of fighting hate with more hate? If you don't like something I've done, approach me privately. Say something to me privately. Don't attack me on Twitter that you're solving anything because you're not. You're just causing more of a problem, and that's it. And that's all I have to say about it. And I'm going to see it after the show if you can, you know, for the people that have participated in this. If you start getting on here and start attacking me again, I'm just going to block you because you're not going to bring negativity. We're of light and love over here, and we want to interact with you guys and have a great time with you. But if you're going to be rude and obnoxious and childish, you're getting blocked, period. I'm not playing with you. And I know that I'm off my soapbox right now, but I'm fed up with it. Stop attacking Marcy. Stop attacking me. Stop attacking Billy. Grow up. Grow up. I can't believe grown adults are acting like this over fictional characters on a soap opera. When we have the problems we have in this country, poverty, hate against the LGBTQ community, it's ridiculous. Focused on what matters. And know when there isn't a problem in front of you. And know when it's not your problem to stick your nose in. Grow up. I'm done. I'm done talking about that. I don't get negative on my show, but some of you are really rubbing me the wrong way. I'm really fed up with it. So anyway, to the people that love this show and love me, and I love you back, thank you for being so supportive and coming to me and saying, Courtney, I know what you meant. These people are overly sensitive. I know what they meant. I know what you mean. You don't know how grateful I am to you, because there have been times where I've just wanted to quit. And I've always been told, don't quit. Just because people are going to make up lies about you and claim they know things about you and that they're, you know, that you're this horrible person and you're rude and obnoxious, they're going to do it. And I commend, you know, Camilla Vanis, and I commend Marcy Miller and Kate Nancy and Billy Flynn. I commend them because they stand for something. And when they don't care. And that's what I'm doing today, because I support them 100%. I may not like race on Days of Our Lives, but Galen is a nice man. I just don't like the character. Get over it. I don't attack you. So get over it. So anyway, moving on. So what's happened? I want to talk about Young and the Restless first, because I'm all days. Obviously, I've seen what's happened with, you know, with Abigail getting hit by the car, and I've seen a lot of the scenes with Chad talking to Abigail and telling her how sorry he is. And it's unfortunate that Gabby has to hear this. You know, it's really unfortunate that that she has to once again be the second choice. That sucks, because she is a nice girl. I think her insecurities come off a little bit arrogant, but I think that she's a really nice person. And I think that, like I said, it's an insecurity of hers, because she's never been somebody's first choice. And, you know, I've talked to a couple of people actually about, you know, that she needs somebody, and the fact that they're not giving her anybody, and people are talking about, you know, they don't want her with JJ. I don't know who else said put her with if it wasn't JJ, you know, or unless they bring somebody on, you know. But I don't know who would be somebody they could pair her with. There's just nobody really created for her, and that needs to change, because I think she needs somebody. That's just, you know, kind of what I believe. I think that she desperately needs somebody to love her and care about her. So, you know, I've watched that and everything. So that's pretty much the only story I've really paid attention to. I'm not going to lie, because that's just like my main focus. I love Chabby, and I'm just so moved by the scenes, and Marcy and Billy are I'm just so excited for their reunion and everything. And I know it's going to be a bumpy ride, but I'm really excited about it. But with Young and the Restless, a few things I want to talk about. Obviously, there's some pretty funny and crazy stuff coming up this week, you know, with Victoria and Benjamin Hawkman or whatever. And so that's going to be hilarious. And in the sense, we kind of need to figure out what's going to happen with that. Sorry to the people that don't read spoilers. I just totally out loud said that, my bad. But Billy is clearly jealous, and Phyllis is not liking that. And she's just like, really? I'm going to do anything it takes to keep you away from her. Like, I'm not even playing. And so that's what she's doing. And so she's scheming and trying to keep Victoria and Billy apart. And that's in the backfire. We already know that. But the thing I want to focus on the most, and I'm so sorry to anybody that's going to disagree with what I'm about to say, but it's really important that I talk about it. The Tessa and Mariah scenes. I've been pretty open about the fact that I'm an equal rights activist, the LGBTQ community, and whenever I found out that Mariah and Tessa were leaning in this direction, I was so excited because I liked their dynamic. And I was so excited to see them have these moments and seeing Mariah actually like yearning for somebody. You can see it written all over, and she's confused. And Cameron is phenomenal, a phenomenal actress. And she's just showing all the true emotions that somebody going through this really shows. And the fact that she's confused and she's angry and she's scared and she's in denial and she's like all these things. And I've known people that have gone through this and gone through that whole spiel of not knowing what to do. They're worried about the judgment of others. They're worried about the judgment of their family. They wonder, is there something wrong with me? You know, and for the people that are, you know, listening to the show and you haven't come out to your family yet, if you need somebody to talk to, absolutely reach out to me. I would love to talk to you about it. I've known a few people and even helped a couple people come out. So you've got support. And so seeing Mariah go through this has been the most insane ride. And then them kissing, it was fire, okay? Lit. The passion was real. And my screen was melting, okay? It was just amazing. And so even her reaction to it, her insecurity, her worry that, oh, my God, you know, I'm confused. I don't know what's going on with me. And Tessa, you can see it hurts because, of course, I'm thinking that she's probably had experiences with women before. I don't really know. She comes off pretty casual about it and like she's not too bugged by it, I guess you'd say. But anyway, so I just want to say this, that I am so excited that Young and the Restless is going in this direction because it's time. It's just time, you know? Let's be realistic. It's time. Obviously, Devon and Mariah, I mean, they're sweet, but not sweet for each other. You know, they had their moments where I'm like, oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute, you know. But Devon needs to be with Hillary, even though Hillary has her own problems. And people disagree with me there, and that's okay. You know, that's what I said. You know, we are a judgment-free zone, man. Like, if you don't like, you know, Devon and Mariah together, cool. That's fine. If you like Devon and Hillary, that's cool. If you don't like Devon and Hillary, that's cool. But I think that Devon and Hillary are obviously going to end up back together. So for me, being the type of person that I am and being extremely supportive of these sorts of things, I'm looking forward to seeing Nick's reaction to Sharon's reaction, Noah's reaction, Devon's reaction, and in the promo, you can see Devon he's feeling it. He's kind of worried about it, but he doesn't seem all that surprised. So we'll just have to see. But I really think that that this story is going to be phenomenal, and I think it's going to help ratings. And I know, and hey, I want to say this too. I know that let me back up a little bit. I grew up in a conservative household, okay? My dad voted for Trump, and he is a conservative. He loves Sean Hannity. He watches Fox News. He does that, okay? I don't. I am not that person. You know, I have conservative views on a couple of things, I'm sure, you know, but overall, I'm a pretty whatever I think is right kind of individual. And I've always believed in my heart that you don't get to choose. Now, I've said it in the past. I have known women that have gone lesbian because of their experiences with men. And they go, you know what? I don't want to be with another man because he beat me, you know, and I want to try something else. There are those exceptions where people make the choice, but they have a reason and a good one, I think. You know, but I don't believe it's a choice. overall, I don't. And I know there's a lot of people that listen to my show that are extremely conservative, and I understand that, and I respect you. I also grew up in a Christian household, and I do identify as a Christian. I do. But it's not my job to judge other people. I also believe that there's a lot of truth in other faiths. So I think there's a lot of truth to Buddhism, and, you know, I do. I think that we need to take what we have, and we need to make light and love out of it. We don't need to judge other people. And I think that this story is going to be so great for Young and the Restless. I think it's going to be really good for LGBTQ youth to see other people going through it. The same thing with Will and Sunny on Days of Our Lives. And Allison Sweeney and Brian DiTillo were phenomenal portraying the reaction of their son coming out. And I really am looking forward to it because I think it's going to shine light on how people deal with it. I hope it's written true to heart. I really do. But that's okay if you don't agree with that. But I know that I was going to talk about so much more than this, but this has been weighing on me. And I just want to know that supporters of this show, I know that there's a lot of you that have been watching for 30 years. I know that. And you haven't seen this before, but we need to be real with ourselves. And we need to be honest with ourselves. And we need to support each other. And we need to focus on what matters and what's important. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just asking. I'm just asking that you find it in your heart to be kind and to love others. And I want you, if you can, in your heart, if you feel that you can do it, I want you to commend and praise Cameron and Kate for what they're doing. Commend them for being brave to portray this on TV. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I know people, some people are going to be so mad at me for going this direction, but it's important. So I'm off that. I'm off that soapbox, I swear. I get really passionate about that. Sorry. But moving on. In the last few minutes that we have, obviously Nikki and Jack are trying to have this little blossoming relationship. It's not going to probably last, in my opinion. I just don't see it lasting. But, you know, Jack is just too focused on messing with Phyllis and messing with her and Billy and messing with Victoria. I don't think that he's going to be able to stay out of her orbit. And I think that they're moving in the direction of Phyllis and Jack getting back together. But that's just my interpretation. I don't have anything concrete in front of me to be able to defend that in writing. I don't have it. But from what I see, from what's coming, obviously Phyllis is going to completely sink her ship. And I know a lot of people are really bummed out about that. There's like, oh my gosh, clearly they're going to push, you know, Victoria and Billy back together. I think that's kind of inevitable, don't you think? And I know that people like Phyllis and Billy together because they do have, like, pretty hardcore sexual chemistry, but other people are saying, well, it's more than that. It needs to be more than that, you know. So, I don't know. I definitely think that there's a Billy reunion in the future. I don't want to see Scott and Sharon break up. I'm hoping that they don't. I know that a lot of people are like, I'm thinking they're going to put Scott and Abby together. Yeah, I've wondered the same thing myself. I'm kind of worried because Sharon deserves so much more than that. I really don't want her to lose Scott, and I don't want to believe that he would do that to her. She just deserves to be treated the way that he's treating her. I don't want that to change. And so obviously pretty cool news that Kevin is going to be returning back to Genoa City. So that's exciting. I'm hoping something about Chloe. I really want her to come back, but wishful thinking. But yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff coming up. I'm really excited about it. Moving into the fall eventually, I'm hoping fall sweeps is just out of this world. I really hope so. But yeah, so it's been a pretty interesting show, I think. I love to take things in a different direction, don't I? Wow. But anyway, so if you haven't followed us on Twitter yet, please do, and we'll follow you back at 3B Soap Reviews on Twitter. If you and also, if you follow us, that automatically enters you into our giveaway, so your name just drops in the thing. You know, we just generate random names, and then we drop them there. So I know a lot of people are like, I didn't even enter anything. All you have to do is follow us. That's it. I mean, obviously, if it's a Days of Our Lives themed thing and you don't watch Days of Our Lives, obviously that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? So, you know, if you watch General Hospital, obviously I'll put you in the pot for the General Hospital giveaway once we have one. And more than likely, we'll just pick one for the month of September just in time to go with it. We just might be like, oh, okay, well, General Hospital it is for September and Bold and Beautiful for October. You know, we don't know. But yeah, just give us a follow on Twitter and you're automatically entered. We have our 3BQA tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. I love some of your questions. Some of you are absolutely hilarious, and you'll ask some of the funniest stuff. Yeah, so participate in that. You can start sending us your questions as soon as the show's done, and we just kind of put them all together, and we go and cipher through them and go from there. So we will be back next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, same time, same place. I love you guys, and I'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.